Vern, I hate to type, so I just thought I would make a blog in reference to the post that you did. You know, I had a similar incident happen to me. Well, not, it didn't have anything to do with bees or snakes. But I had my attention gotten because I had decided to skip school. My dad worked right beside of the high school. And so I rode with him every morning and just walked on to school. You know, it's just right across the street. Well, it was kind of raining that morning, and my dad said, well, I'll just let you use the truck. You just park it over at school and come get me, you know, because I got out of school before he got out of work. So I thought, man, you know, I just don't want to go to school today. I think I'm going to go to my boyfriend's house, you know, and skip school. Well, off I went. And on my way there, I was going down the mountain, and the back end of the truck started fishtailing, and I almost ran it plumb off of the mountain around a curve. Well, get on closer to my boyfriend's house. Well, I pull up in the yard, and as soon as I get out, one of the tires just go flat. I mean, you heard it just pop and went flat. Took me three tires. We changed that tire three times because the one that was under the truck, put it on, it was flat because it dry rotted. And it took two other tires getting it fixed to where I would actually be able to drive it back to school. And by this time, I'm a nervous wreck. I don't even want to stay at my boyfriend's house. I'm ready just to go back to school. And by George, that's what I did, because I'm thinking something's telling me that I should not have skipped school. And you're right. It was probably the good Lord saying, Laura, you know where you're supposed to be. Your daddy trusted you with his truck, and here you are. Look where you're at. You're not even at school. Get your tail back to school. Oh, man. Yeah, that was a funny, funny post. So, thanks for the post, because it just reminded me of some really crazy and now it's funny memories. See ya.